Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromowitz, and today we will be concluding the third chapter of Maseches Krisos. Today we are learning Mishnayos Tes and Yud, 9 and 10. And they are both a little on the long side, so let's get started. We've been discussing the questions that Rabbi Akiva asked, and Mishnah Tes says, Va'od she'alan Rabbi Akiva. So further, Rabbi Akiva asked them, Hashochet chamisha zvachim b'chutz, behelam echad mahu. If someone's shechs, if they slaughter 5 sacrifices outside of the temple in one state of unawareness, so this is something you're not allowed to do. So if he slaughtered 5 sacrifices outside the temple and only after he was done with all 5 became aware that that's not something he's allowed to do, what's the halacha? Chayav achas al kulam, does he bring 1 sin offering for all 5 acts? O achas al kol achas va'achas, or does he bring a separate sin offering for each one that he performed? Amrulo, they said to him, Lo shamanu, we never heard this halacha. Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, Shemati ba'ochel mizevach echad b'chamisha tamchuin, I heard that if somebody eats the meat of 1 sacrifice cooked into 5 different dishes, behelam echad, in 1 state of unawareness, shehu chayav al kol echad ve'echad mishum me'ila, that he's obligated for a sin offering for me'ila for each one of these. And it seems to me, Rabbi Yeshua says, that this is a kavachomer. If that's the case with the Me'ila, it's even more so in Rabbi Akiva's case. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Lo kach sha'alan Rabbi Akiva. He says, erase that conversation from your mind. That's not what Rabbi Akiva asked them. Ela ba'ochel nosar michamisha zvachim behelam echad mahu. Rather, the question he asked is, if someone ate leftover meat, Nosar, the remaining meat from 5 different sacrifices in 1 state of unawareness, what's the halacha? Chayv achas al kulan, is he obligated to bring 1 sin offering for all of them? O achas al kol achas va'achas, or does he bring 1 sin offering for each of the 5? Amru lo, and in that situation they answered him, lo shamanu, we haven't heard a halacha. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, and there Rabbi Yeshua said, Shomati ba'ochel mizevach echad b'chamisha tamchuin behelam echad. There he said, I heard if someone eats meat from 1 sacrifice in 5 different dishes, shehu chayev akol achas va'achas mishum me'ila, that he's obligated to bring a sacrifice for each one because of misappropriation of sanctified property. Varoa ani shehad devaram kavachomer, and it seems to me that this matter is a kavachomer, that it should apply even more so in Rabbi Akiva's case. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Yeshua, Im halacha nekabel, if this is a mesorah that you received from your teachers, I will accept it from you. V'im ladin yesh tshuva, but if this is something that you yourself figured out, I have a response to it. Amar lo hashev, so he said to him, go ahead, let's hear your response. Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva answered, Lo, im amarta b'me'ila sh'asaba es hamachio ke'ochel. He says the two cases are not comparable. If you say that that's the law when it comes to me'ila, where the one who feeds is like the one who eats, v'es hamahane ke'henehene, and the one who gives benefit is like the one who receives benefit, Tzarif ha-me'ila l'zman meruba, and also the me'ila, the misappropriation of temple funds, also lasts a long time that things can combine to form the required amount. Tomar benosar, would you say that the same law then applies with leftover sacrifices? She'ein bo echad mikol elu, in which none of these stringencies is the case? So there are enough stringencies in the case of me'ila that we could say that the bringing of 5 sacrifices, 1 for each misappropriation, is another stringency that might not apply in the case of Nosar. Let's take a look at some of the Bartneros. Ha'ochel mizevach echad b'chamisha tamchuin, one who eats from 1 sacrifice cooked into 5 different dishes. B'chamisha tavshilin chalukim zemizeh. So it's 5 dishes cooked and separate one from another. So he's got some beef bourguignon over there, and he's got some hamburger over here, and he's got, you know, some steak over here. So they're 5 different cooked items, and they're all separate. Shehadvarim kavachomer. So we're saying that this is a kavachomer, that it applies even more in Rabbi Akiva's case. Ma mizevach echad she'en gufim mechulakim chayev al kol echad ve'achad. If in the case of 1 sacrifice, which is not separate bodies, he's liable for each one. Mishum tamchuin mechulakim, because they were cooked into different dishes. Chamisha Zvachim Degufim Mechulakim Lo Kol Shekein, then five sacrifices, which are actually different bodies. There are five different animals. Doesn't it make even more sense that he should be liable five times? Lo Kach Sha'alan Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Shimon comes along and says this was not what Rabbi Akiva asked them. De'im B'shochet Sha'alan Maraya Hivyu Lo Me'ochel. So if he asked them about sacrificing, then what proof is there brought from eating? Ha'ika L'mifrach Mala Ochel Shekein Nehene. Because then the logical response would be, what does this have to do with eating? There he's benefiting from his acts. If he just slaughters five animals, he has no benefit, so eating is not a good proof. Ela al karchacha lo sha'al Rabbi Akiva, ela ba'ochel nosar, mechamisha zvachim, v'heviu lo raya, nami meha'ochel. So, therefore, you have to say that Rabbi Akiva asked about eating the leftover sacrifices from five different animals, and there's a logical response from eating. So in both cases, there are equivalents that it's something he benefited from. And Rabbi Akiva says, Im halacha, if this is something that you received, shekach kibalta mirabcha chayav al ko echad mehazvachim. So if you received from your teacher that he would be liable for each one of these animals, nekabelna mimcha, then I will accept it from you. Vim ladin, but if it's something you just figured out, sha'ata lamed osa mikavachomer mimela. So just in the matter of course, you came up with this kal v'chomer. So if that's the case, yesh tshuva, I have a response. Es hamachil ke'ochel. So the first way in which me'ila is different is that the one who feeds is like the one who eats. She'im nasan ochel hekdesh l'chavero chayev ke'ilu ochel hu atzmo. If he gives the food to his friend to eat, then he's guilty just like as if he ate it himself. Dekai malon, because we've established hamotzi hekdesh l'chulin ma'al. So we've established that the one who causes the sanctified food to go into the secular realm, he's the one who committed the act of misappropriation, not the one who it was given to. And the one who causes benefit is like the one who receives benefit. It's not only edible things that one could misappropriate, some things are inedible, and if that's the case, whatever benefit one causes is like the one who benefits from it. And the third way in which misappropriation of temple property is more stringent is Sirif Esama'ila Lazman Maruba, that the combination period for Ma'ila, for misappropriation, is a long time. Klomer, this means to say, Va'od Chumra Acheres Yesh B'Ma'ila, there's yet another stringency when it comes to Ma'ila, She'im Nehene Hayom B'Chatzi Pruta. So if today he benefits from half of a pruta, which is a very small coin, Umikan adshana b'chatzi pruta, and from now until the next year with half of a pruta, mitzterefes l'pruta, it will combine to the value of a pruta and make him be liable. So, if me'ila has all of these stringencies, tomer b'achilas nosar, will you say that the same law also applies when it comes to eating leftover sacrifices? Sha'anu dunin alav she'ein bo achas mikol hachumras halalu, because we say that this law of nosar has none of these stringencies. V'lo is brera milsa, I kabla mine Rabbi Yeshua lehech tshuva o lo kabla mine. And it's not clear whether Rabbi Yeshua accepted Rabbi Akiva's response or not. Upsak ha-halacha, but in the final halacha, sha'ochel nosar mechamesha zvachim behelam echad, if someone ate leftover food from five sacrifices in one state of unawareness, eno chayev elachatas achas, he would only have to bring one sin offering. Utamchuyin enu mechalkim, and being cooked into separate dishes does not separate, bein lahakel, bein lahachmir, whether that causes a stringency or whether that causes a leniency. That is Mishnah Tes, and now let us move right on to Mishnah Yud. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Sha'alti es Rabbi Eliezer, I asked Rabbi Eliezer, Ha'osa malachus harbei b'shabasus harbei. If someone does many malachas, many works of labor on many Shabbases, me'ein malacha achas, and they're all similar to the same malacha, so they're all toldos, they're all subordinate categories of the same type of labor, behelam echad, and he's in one state of unawareness, so he never becomes aware that this act is prohibited, so he does them continuously in one state of unawareness, mahu, what's the din? Chayev achas al kulon, does he bring one sacrifice for all of them? O achas al kol achas va'achas, or does he bring one sacrifice for each of them? Amar li, he answered me, He has to bring one for each act, and this is a kava chomer. We see this from a case where it's even more so here. Uma im hanida she'ein bo totzos harbe v'chatos harbe chayav al kol achas v'achas. If when it comes to a menstruant woman who doesn't have many different categories of laws and doesn't have many different sacrifices, he has to bring for each act. Shabbos she'yesh bo totzos harbe v'chatos harbe eno din she'he chayav al kol achas v'achas. So when it comes to Shabbos, where there are many different categories of laws and many different sacrifices that would have to be brought, doesn't it make sense that he should have to bring one for each act? Amarti lo. I responded to him. Lo. I disagree. Im amarta benida, if you say this in the case of a menstruant woman, she yesh bo shtei azharos, when there are two warnings, shehu muzhar al hanida v'hanida muzheres alav, he's warned not to have relations with her when she's anida, and she's warned not to have relations with him when she's anida. Tomer b'Shabbos she'ein bo el azhara achas, should you say this about Shabbos, which only has one warning? Person's told not to disobey Shabbos, that's it. Shabbos is not told not to have him disobey it. Amar li, he answered me. Habal hakatanos yochiach. So then one who has relations with minors will prove my point. She'ein bahem ela azhara achas, v'chayev alko achas v'achas. Because there's only one warning. He's told he's not allowed to do it. But a minor is not liable for mitzvahs, so therefore there's no warning for them. Nevertheless, he has to bring a sacrifice for each one. Amarti lo. Rabbi Kiva says, I responded to him. Lo, I disagree. Im amarata beba al hakatanos, if you say this about one who has relations with minors, sha'af al pi sha'ein behen achshav, yesh behen la'achar zman, so even though they don't have warnings now, they will have warnings later on. Tomer b'Shabbos, can you say the same about Shabbos? Sha'ein bo lo achshav lo la'achar zman, which has warning neither now nor later? Amar li, he said to me, so then one who has relations with an animal will prove it, because an animal is not warned and is never warned. Amarti lo, behema k'Shabbos. He said, yes, behema is like Shabbos. In other words, I have the same question there as I do in my initial question about Shabbos. Would it be one sacrifice or more? So the matter is left unresolved. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Malachus harbe me'ein malacha achas. Many malachas that are like one malacha. Todos harbe shal avechad. So they are subordinate categories of the same major form of work. Ubishabasos harbe, and on many Shabbases. Osan sha'asa b'Shabbazu, also b'Shabbasos acheros, v'chulan behelam echad. So the ones that he does this Shabbos, he does on future Shabbases, and all of them are in one state of unawareness. And the Bart Neuro goes on to explain that Rabbi Akiva actually had two different questions. One was about doing malacha from Shabbos to Shabbos. So he does it this week, he does it next week, he does it the week after, all the time unaware that he's not allowed to do this. The other is about doing subordinate forms of the same labor, the toldos. So here they're wrapped together as if they're a single question. There were actually two questions. We're going to skip through that part of the Bart Neuro. It's rather long. So part of the response is, Uma Nida, he's saying it's a kavachomer from the case of having relations with a menstruant woman. The Gemara Amrinan, Tani Nidos. And in the Gemara it says that this should say Nidos in the plural. Haba achamesh nashim Nidos, chayav alka achas va'achas. That if one has relations with five women who are all menstruant, he has to have one sin offering brought for each act. The Gufin Mechulakin Ninhu, because each one is a separate person. Totzos harbe, Shabbos has many different categories of law. Inyanim harbe, there's different matters here going on. Kagon, Shabbos te'ika avos malachos v'todosehen. So Shabbos has the 39 categories of labor and all their subordinate forms of work. Aval nida, ein bo chiyuva elabia. But when it comes to a menstruant woman, there's only one thing that would cause him to bring a sacrifice, and that is if he had relations with her. V'hanida muzheres alav. So the answer is that Anida is different because she's also warned on him, so it's a two-way street. Diksiv, because the Torah says, V'nikrasu shnehem mekerav amam. So both of them will be cut off from their people. So we see that they are both warned in this matter. It's not strictly on the man. So he says, okay, then let's bring the case of Haba'a HaKatanos, when he has relations with minors. Habal chamesh katanos nidos, if one has relations with five minor menstruants, chayav al kol achas va'achas, he has to bring a sin offering for each one, va'af al pi shehakatana enu muzheres, even though the girl who is underage was not warned. So she's not liable, nevertheless the man is liable. Halal habahema yochiach. Finally, he says, let the case of the animal prove it. Shechayev alkol bia ubia, that he would be liable for each act. But Rabbi Akiva says, behema kishabis. Says, no, I mean, I'm agreeing that they're comparable, but I'm not sold that it's the answer. Klomer, ki hechi dibimboili b'shabis, hachanami miboili b'behema. So he says, just like I have this question on Shabbos, I have the same question about one who has relations with an animal. V'lo kibla minei Rabbi Akiva mi Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva did not accept from Rabbi Eliezer what he said. Lo le'inyan da'amar osa malacha achas b'shabasos harbe, not in the case of one who does the same malacha every week, kegufin mechulakim damin, is like five different bodies. So that's the first issue. Is the same halacha every week a multiple sin? So he doesn't accept that. V'lo le'inyan toldos malachos k'malachos damin, and not the case that the subordinate categories of a malacha are considered like different malachos. He also doesn't accept that. V'ein halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Eliezer, so one would only be liable for a single sin offering. All right, that's the end of the Mishnah and the end of the Perek. Join us tomorrow when we will begin Perek Daled.